All right, let's go over 5 steps to measuring your marketing return on investment like a pro. The first thing is to be realistic with your marketing goals. Oftentimes we set goals that are too lofty to accurately reach, let alone track. And when your goals are out of hand, your analytics won't be of any use to you as you try to pivot to reach them. Every single aspect of your marketing campaign can suffer all because you overshot your reality. Ask yourself, what is it that you want from your marketing, and be precise. Do you want to build your list, get subscriptions? Do you want to make sales, increase traffic? Understand your smaller goals and build your marketing strategies around these, not a big picture that's unsupported by reality. The next thing is to build a feasible budget. When your goals are realistic, you'll be surprised at how suddenly doable your budget becomes. In addition to your goals, look at industry trends, your competition, what your product service is doing, and what it's projected to do, plus how your customer behavior has changed over the past quarter. All of this plays into your final number. Number 3, set your plan in motion. Use planning tools to launch your plans into action. Google Analytics is your standard tool, but if your plans are bigger this year than they were last, you might want to consider a third-party tool such as SEMrush or HubSpot. Whatever you're going for, go 100%, but always be prepared to alter your plans as the scenery changes. A good plan plans for change. A bad one stays blind to reaction. Number 4, get to tracking. Tracking your results is one of the most important aspects of return on investment measurement. Use Google Analytics to set up your goals for more precise tracking. Collect data that matters, not just vanity metrics. For example, your conversion rate is more important than your visitor rate, but it must be taken into account with your bounce rate and the type of website that you're running. If your bounce rate is high but your return rate is fair, then your marketing return on investment might be raised by implementing retargeting on your site. And finally, analyze and measure your return on investment. It's time to figure out your actual ROI. Subtract your marketing investment from your gross profit and divide that by your marketing investment. For example, let's say you made $100 and you spent $30 of that on marketing. So you'd subtract $30 from $100 and divide it by 30. This gives you an ROI of 2.33. which means your marketing brought in 1.33 times more profit over what was spent. An ROI of 1 means that you spent as much on marketing as you brought in. Break your return on investments down into channels so you understand where your money is coming from. While your ROI might be 2.33, 1.78 of that might be coming from Facebook, while another avenue might be losing money. So you'll always want to dig a little bit deeper beyond just the overall return on investment and try to break that down by each channel.